Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she was working overnight at a hospital and had been caring for a terminal patient. And one night, the call bells went off when there was no one around. Was it his ancestors coming to help the patient cross over?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown. Quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. Welcome to the podcast. 855-853-4802 is the phone number. We are fueled by your ghost stories. So if you want to share them, you can easily do so there or realghoststoriesonline.com and click share your real ghost story with us. We'd love to hear it. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. Let's jump in to this story and see what we got. Again, 855-853-4802 is the phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. It's called filling time as I'm trying to get the call queued up. Here we go.
My name is Leah. I'm originally from Charleston, South Carolina. I'm married into the military now, so we're kind of all over the country. And because of that, we travel a lot, and we absolutely love listening to your show. I've been wanting to call in or write in for a really long time now, but I'm always just kind of scared to touch on this subject just because I feel a little bit overly sensitive to these kinds of things. And anytime I listen to podcasts too much or watch too many shows or movies, I always seem to start waking up at about 3 a.m. every night. You know, it's a very strange time to wake up every night. But I'm actually on my way back up to Virginia where we're stationed right now, and I was listening to your podcast, and I thought, what the hell, I'll just go ahead and call it. I am a little background. I'm a nurse, and I started my nursing career down in Charleston, South Carolina in a hospital. One of the floors that I worked on was on an oncology unit. And so, you know, we were taking care of very, very, very sick patients. But I really learned what it is to be a nurse there. And one of the experiences I had, I can't give too much information, but a little quick background. He was an Oriental man who had a very advanced stage, quick moving cancer. You know, once you're diagnosed, you don't last much longer afterwards. So we were caring for him for a while, and it worked its way through his body so quickly. By the end, he was, you know, maybe 90 pounds soaking wet, so extremely thin. But he had so much support from his wife and his son. Neither the patient nor his wife could speak any English, but their son was there and was able to translate for us. So whenever he wasn't there, I actually really enjoyed working with this patient because I kind of was able to take my time and be patient with him, even though I did not speak his language whatsoever. So he just took a lot of extra time and effort. So I got to know him and his son really well, and I just absolutely loved them. And, you know, sometimes in healthcare, you can just tell, you know, that it's coming down to it. That's, you know, they're not going to live much longer. Well, I ended up having to go on vacation. And in my head, I was like, man, I'm gonna miss it. I'm not gonna be able to be there for when he passes for that family and stuff. But, you know, maybe it's a better thing that I'll be gone, because it would be really hard on me. So I left for vacation, a few weeks go by, I come back, and he's still there. And my coworkers jokingly said, oh, he's been waiting for you to come back. And so I kind of pick up caring for him again. And this is the first night that I come back to work. I forgot to tell you, I work night shift. I'm working with two other nurses. It's about, I would say, like between two and three in the morning. You know, everybody settles down and we're starting our charting. The lights on the unit are off. You know, it's quiet time so patients can sleep. Well, we're sitting there and the emergency call bell goes off. And I go running past the call system and I look at what room it is. And I'm like, there's nobody in this room. And we took off running down the hallway and my two coworkers are in front of me. One runs in the room first. The other makes it partway into the room. I hit that doorway and I was like, I am not going in this room. Again, there was no patient in there. And whenever there's not a patient in the room, we always have the lights off. The doors are open, but every light is off in the room. When we hit this room, every single light was on. We couldn't figure out which call bell was going off, and I really couldn't enter the room. And I was like, guys, we need to get out of here. So that worker sees that in the bathroom, the cord for the call bell had been pulled all the way down, which that, you know, it's not exactly, it doesn't take a strong arm to do it, but it does take some force to pull it down. You have to click it all the way into place when you reset it. So she ended up doing that. We turned off all the lights and we exited the room. And keep in mind, the room that was empty was right next to the man's room that I was telling you about earlier. So all of us, honestly, are so freaked out. So uneasy, we called our nursing supervisor, let her know what happened, and we were just like, this isn't right. We go back, we sit down, we start charting again, and then the call bell to the room of the Oriental man I was telling you about earlier was going off. And I mean, at this point, he was so out of it. He was so weak. I was like, how the heck is his call bell going off? You know, his family wasn't there. He's so weak. There's no way he would really press it. So I go down there and I check on him. And I'm getting to the room. I can see in. He is shot up out of bed, sitting straight up, which this man was so weak, he could barely even feed himself. I mean, he was pulling his gown off. He was pulling out his IV. He looked totally freaked out. And this was minutes after, you know, like what had happened with the emergency call bell. But he looked totally paranoid, freaked out, like something was totally wrong. But I couldn't understand what he was saying because he didn't speak English. Well, so I finally run over to him and I crouch down next to the bed and I'm just trying to calm him down by like, you know, holding his arms, holding his hands. And he kind of grabs my hands and looks me in the eye. Man, I never heard speak English before. And then he points around the room and he goes, I see them. I know. And I myself stopped and I was like, chills to my spine, and I immediately just felt, I was like, we're not alone in here. I didn't say it out loud, but I looked around the room and I didn't see anybody, but you could feel it. I calmed him down as best I could and I got him settled, and then I sat in his room with him for about 45 minutes and I just told my coworkers, hey, can y'all watch my other patients? He needs somebody to be with him right now. So I just sat with him, calmed him down, and eventually, you know, he went back to sleep. After that, I went out of the room and just continued the night. And I just remember thinking, what was that? Come to find out a little while later, I talked to the family and stuff. And we kind of found out their religion. And apparently, and this was after he passed, he ended up passing, I think, either the next day or two. And speaking with the family and stuff, we somehow found out their religion because we needed to know about the services and stuff and kind of what to do with his body and how to help preserve him and stuff. So the family told me the religion, and then I was interested and I looked it up, and apparently in this religion, when a family member is passing, ancestors from that family come to that person and kind of are with them while they're passing, apparently. That's according to this religion. And so in my head, that had to have been what he was seeing in that room that night, and me having that feeling like we weren't alone. And then everything that happened with the emergency call bell beforehand, I mean, in my head, I think of it as maybe they were trying to get our attention somehow to get down there and be with him, or I'm not sure exactly, but I would absolutely love y'all's input, hear what y'all think it might have been. It was one of the most intense moments of my life, and I honestly do believe in spirits and things of that nature. I'm a Catholic, so I believe in a whole lot of that stuff. But I really love your input, and I hope y'all are having a great day. And y'all take care and look forward to hopefully hearing this on the radio.
Creepy story. Thoughts on all of that?
I mean, creepy, yes, but also, you know, we've talked a lot about, you know, people who pass and energies in hospitals and all that kind of stuff. And I think when you have, when you, you're in a situation where you have somebody that passes kind of like this, when my mom passed, she saw people as well. Mm-hmm. Like she, in fact, one of her things was there was only a couple of us there with her, but she said, she said out loud, if you walk in the room, you have to announce yourself because there's so many people in here right now. I can't tell who's all here.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, and so I really, you know, I have to agree with this caller. Like, I really think that energies come to take us to our next place, whatever that may be, whatever you believe in. Mm-hmm. And I would not. And again, it's electricity, could be just about anything. But I tend to think this person's onto something when they say the call buttons were a way to get us down there with him during this time and mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. I love that story. And I think it could be I always say this. I think it'd be a great movie. I think hospitals can be kind of creepy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the whole death thing plays into it, but I love that story. Thanks for sharing it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Thank you for that one. 855-853-4802 is the phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your real ghost story with us, we'd love to hear it. And of course, if you want access to all of our ghost stories, literally the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, there is no podcast that has ever been made that has more ghost stories than we have created. You can check it out for yourself on Apple Podcasts, become a premium subscriber there, or if you're not on Apple, Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories to get access to everything. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.